and welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and holidays and got to spend time with your friends and family and didn't catch the Omicron. Hope you didn't get COVID from your family. A lot of people are getting it, but don't worry. It's mild. You shouldn't die from it. You'll probably die from a flea bite or something else before then. But hey, it's a new year. And Nostradamus says in 2022, we're going to have fire hit from the sky. So while we're all worried about getting vaccinated, I wonder if a vaccination will save us from an asteroid. What does Fauci say about that? Well, we'll find out. Well, we have a great show today, everybody. I have two special guests with me today. And of course, as usual, we're going to be talking about some topics. I'm going to be asking them some questions and let me ask you. And of course, in our segment, The News is a Joke, we got several stories that should hopefully make you laugh. And if it doesn't, screw yourself. You know, maybe you're just a Scrooge. Maybe you're not somebody who's meant to laugh. Maybe you're just somebody who's meant to be miserable all your life. Maybe you should be like a librarian. Is there any libraries left? Who knows? Anyway, let's get to it. Joining us today on the show, alumni of the show, a regular of the show, Mr. Anthony Rogers is here. And my good friend and fellow comedian, Danny Braff is with us today. Welcome, fellas.
Yeah, thanks for having
Thank you. Here. Yeah. Welcome. It's your pleasure.
Yeah, it is.
it looks like we're on CNN right now. I love this. Like,
yeah. At least somebody's watching it.
Yeah. I also like that you use the term friend loosely.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't consider us friends, Danny? I mean,
no, we're friends. I'm just fucking with you. you said good friend. We're friends. We're friends. I enjoy seeing you whenever I see you.
So we're not good friends? Not good friends?
We're friends, and I like you. I like you. Yeah. I would have sex with you any night of the week.
Same.
Well,
I actually died from COVID, so I'm glad you brought that up. I'm actually a ghost. I died from three different variants. Every time Fauci talks, I die. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I want to die after seeing your beard.
Are you jealous of his beard? Because you have a beard, obviously.
No, I think that's where the COVID is formed, in that beard. It's every.
Well, it's also, it doubles as a mask, so it makes me look better. Yeah. It upgrades me four points on the 10 scale. You know.
There you go. But absolutely, Danny. I met Danny in Florida when he started doing comedy. And then Danny has broken out the booking rooms and is becoming a booking sensation, booking shows in Jersey and New York, even West Side Comedy Club. Over the years, you've reached out for some advice, and hopefully it was helpful.
Yeah, it was.
That's why I said good friend, because I don't ask advice of people.
I was kidding. I do love you. I think my first time seeing you was when you were opening for Rob Schneider at the Improv, when I first was living down there, and you crushed, and I was impressed, and I think you're a super funny and nice guy, and has always been very kind to me.
There you go. And met your mom and dad, who are always very nice and very
supportive.
They're good Jews.
Very, very good Jews.
That's why I was scared. I asked you guys how your Christmas was, and didn't know if Danny's sitting back there going, I don't celebrate. Now, are you a Jew that celebrates Christmas?
No, I'm one of the chosen people, so I don't. Yeah. But I don't care. I also barely celebrate Hanukkah. This year, I don't know. There's all the people think you get 8 gifts for Hanukkah. I got one gift, and it was a pillow. So that was nice. You know, I don't.
That's a great.
Another reason I'm glad I'm Christian.
Also, last year for Hanukkah, my parents got me a weighted blanket, and they were like really trying to drive in the fact they think I'm autistic.
A weighted blanket. Those could be nice.
I do like it. It is very nice.
Yeah, and I was an older fella, and I didn't get any gift. I bought myself the gift. One of the gifts I bought myself was a new soundboard to do the podcast on, and I realized that I can't connect it to my computer. Today when
really?
I unpacked. Yeah, it doesn't have that USB connection. It's one of those sound boards, I guess, you connect to a sound like an amplifier, you know, or you know, that kind of thing where you plug it in with the
Is there like an adapter or something?
There could be, but you know what, I don't want to get into that monkey wrenching and you know, having 14 different things, you know, connected to my computer to do it. But you know, how was your Christmas, Anthony?
It was really good, man. I had a good time, dude. I don't know. It was fun, man. A lot of snacks, a lot of good times, yeah.
That's what we do in a Christmas now. That's what we get to look forward to during Christmas. We get to look forward to not really gifts, but food and drinking and partying, right?
Yeah, 21, I'd have laughed at, like,
that's the fun
snacks. But now at 35, I only care about the snacks, I feel like.
Yeah.
What do you think about – no, never mind. I was about to say Peeps, but that's Easter. I'm sorry. Never mind.
Yeah, get your Christian.
It was the wrong holiday.
Yeah, you're the chosen one.
You know, they all go together. What are the Christmas foods then, if it's not Peeps?
Oh, it wasn't traditional. It was just like we had like hot wings and steak and like potatoes. All just good food. It wasn't like a traditional thing. I don't know if people traditionally have like meth. I don't know.
Yeah. Isn't like seven fishes? That's a thing.
I don't know. I don't follow any of that. It's like I just eat good food. You know.
Yeah, it's hard to follow.
We did prime rib.
Yes, oh, nice. We did. That's awesome.
Even like Thanksgiving, you know, I come from a Latin family, so. Thanksgiving, we'd have some turkey, but we'd always have some Mediterranean food. We always have like chicken parm too. You know,
do you like turkey?
I think turkey's okay. You know what I mean? I love turkey sandwiches. You know what I mean?
That's
I love
different. That's cold fan. Cuts. I like cold cuts.
Yeah,
I'm not a turkey fan. Actually, like Thanksgiving food's boring to me.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like no wonder the Indians died. You know?
Yeah. We gave you all this, and this is what you. But I can't eat like I love mashed potatoes. I love gravy. Turkey.
You got me.
You know, turkey. I always get mad when somebody gives me turkey with like one little spoonful of gravy. I'm like, look, is there a shortage on gravy? Can we give me? You know what I mean? I like everything wet. Is that right, honey?
But I also think that nobody really likes to. The more you talk to people across the board, people are like, I like chicken more than turkey. So then why don't we just have chicken?
Yeah, hot wings, man. Like. Hot wings are so much better than turkey.
Yeah. And my parents would say it's because of tradition. But you can change the tradition.
Well, you can. It's like, you know, I mean, some families even bring a ham into the mix, which I don't care for ham. Like this year we had ham at my mother-in-law's house. I was there for Christmas. And they had ham. And they put way too much pineapple amidst the ham. So the ham turned
into ham's gross enough. Why add pineapple, you know?
You know, and
aren't you supposed to not eat pork in any religion, too? Like every like religious holiday makes like ham, but like it's like... Aren't you just not supposed to eat pork in like every Abrahamic religion?
The only ham product I like is prosciutto. I mean, I like some little ham, so like polka. I mean, prosciutto is, you know, I mean, prosciutto gives me a boner. I mean, you know what I mean? My wife can trust me with three naked women strippers in the house all weekend alone, but she cannot trust me with a pound of prosciutto in the fridge. I'll eat the shit out of it. It's just delicious. And we made that. My wife made some prosciutto that was wrapped asparagus with some, you get asparagus and wrap prosciutto in it. And that was good. But my wife's Cambodian. So, you know, this year we had all the, you know, there's all kinds of Cambodian food, which there is some Cambodian food smells horrible. You know, it's like, oh, and then you eat it. It's like, how could something this good taste this good, smell so bad? And then I thought, oh, I've had that before. I've had
kind of like
ass. Food there yet. That's good.
What's that?
I'm glad to hear Cambodia has food now. It's good.
Yes.
I just thought they ate like crickets and shit.
No. When I first started doing comedy, it was funny because like I did a bit where my father-in-law, you know, was didn't like me. It was like busting my balls and stuff. I'm like, hey, you know, your daughter's last boyfriend lived in a fucking hut, okay, with palm frond leaves. And a dirt floor. Okay, I got air conditioning.
I got two
and somehow your apartment was worse.
and somehow my apartment was less expensive. You know, crazy. Now, by the way, Anthony, didn't you recently get married?
Yeah, I got married in August. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you guys for sure.
And Anthony, Danny's not married. Danny's still a young lad. And he's not going to get married for a while, and you don't want to do that. Now, are you living on your own, Danny? You're still living with mom and dad.
Does this baseball fan give you any hints? mom and dad for life, baby.
Yeah, man.
Well, I think until you're married, if you move out, you're an idiot economically. I mean, it just doesn't make much sense to move out without dual income. Like, I personally think that. I don't know. I know there's a lot of, like what is it? Like, jokes about it and stuff. But I think it's dumb to move out until you're, like, have a relationship or dual income or something.
Why not? I mean, I couldn't. My mother was bipolar, so I couldn't wait to get the hell out of the house. I mean, I went to college. I got out. Yeah, I came back. I went to school like halfway through college. I went to another college near where my parents lived, and yeah, I had to get an apartment right away. But yeah,
no, you're a different generation now. We just like we don't have to do that. We just play Xbox and smoke weed and shit until we're like 30.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you become proficient in nothing. Yeah,
I'll be good at something one day.
Well, you know, Danny asked. I mean, you do have a lot of Instagram followers. The last time you're on the show, we had thousands. We had 1,100 hits on our YouTube channel from, guessing, from your fans, because usually a lot of people just watch us on a Facebook channel page, but a lot of people went to that. So, what is the attraction to Anthony Rott? Like, I know you and I.
Who are you?
Who are you, Anthony? Because Danny was a little concerned, like. He didn't know if you had fake Twitter follower, Instagram follower.
I don't think it's fake. I don't think it's. It crossed my mind, and I was like, no.
Yeah, he had the likes to back it up.
I don't know, man. I just like relentless narcissism in marketing. I don't know.
No, there's something, dude. Because when you and I first met, I said the same thing. We met on Facebook, I think, and I go, "Wow, this guy's got a big following." And I looked up some stuff that you did, some acting and stuff. But then I was like, "What? I mean, what is this guy? Just hand out money and loans money to people? And then he's got such a following. You know
what I mean? $10 to every person who follows me.
He's like, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like people care more about that than I do. I just
thought, Jesus only had 12 followers.
He has a lot more now, though. He has a lot more now. Or is that why you guys killed him? I was joking.
Yeah.
let's get into the Christmas spirit. All right, so you want to keep that vague. You said it's not important to you what you do or anything like that. How you got so much?
I didn't say it's not important what I do. I said followers aren't important. I never said. You made it sound better. I think though. I think I wish I said what you said. I said.
Yeah, I mean, so what would you attribute your fan base or your following from?
A lot of stuff, man. Like I used to have a million people on Facebook till I got deleted. I've had verified Facebook's deleted, verified Twitter's deleted. The problem is once you get so far, they just like delete you. So it doesn't really even matter. You like work really hard and you make your dreams happen, and then like some dork in Silicon Valley making like fucking, I mean, some 17-year-old dork in Silicon Valley deletes your account like with purple hair, you know? It's a fucking, I don't know, man. You said you called somebody a fucking retard or something, you know? It's just dumb, you know? It's just fucking dumb, you know? Yeah. So no matter what, your dreams will come true and then they'll take them away from you.
You mentioned that about colored hair. I can't help it. Like my nephew.
Yeah, coming from a ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to punch down somewhere, you know? Like, that's all I got is dyed hair purple.
I mean, do you take people seriously that have blue hair and pink hair and
depends on what they say.
Hair?
Most of I just kind of typecast them, you know? It's like, I don't know. They just seem like pink hair used to be like I'm punk rock and stuff. Now it means like I'm going to cry and like try to make rules.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to judge everybody else and mock everybody else and curse everybody else for what they do. Meanwhile, like I live with my mom and like I said, I have no proficiency in any skill whatsoever. Yeah.
We used to have like this thing called the majority rules. Now it's like whoever's the saddest rules. You know, it's like whoever's the saddest person in the room, the biggest victim, they're the leader now.
That could be so true. You know, our first topic of the day in our segment, let me ask you, fellas, should Hollywood stay out of politics in lieu of Bette Midler?
Children, probably.
Yeah, Bette Midler ends up apologizing for her tweet. And, you know, Bette Midler.
They're on Bette Midler now?
Well, you know, I mean, she hasn't done anything in a long time. Hocus Pocus, you know, she was in that movie.
Hello, Dolly. Broadway.
Hello, yeah. Dolly.
She's
big
a great
titties,
actress.
Right?
She used to be hot back then.
I heard she was incredible. My parents went to see her in Hello, Dolly and said it was amazing.
Incredible actress, right? But then she opens her pie hole. You know, Joe Manchin, Danny doesn't not aware, but Joe Manchin is a Democrat who basically is the person who put to death temporarily the Build Back Better Joe Biden plan, worth trillions of dollars.
Joe Biden has plans.
Yeah. well, not much. But he, you know, and everybody's going after him. And so basically Bette Midler had posted a tweet. I thought I had it here. What Joe Manchin, who represents the population smaller than Brooklyn, represents a population smaller than Brooklyn, has done to the rest of America. Who wants to move forward, not backward, like his state is horrible. He sold us out. He wants us to just to be just like his state, West Virginia, poor, illiterate, and strung out.
That's and, actually funny. I don't care.
Like, yeah.
But so, okay, so I think that's two different questions. Should she have tweeted that all West Virginia is that? Probably not. But also, I don't – the question is, should entertainment stay out of politics? I don't – that's – I hate that because it's – why can't they? They're just normal people. Should an electrician not be able to say his political views? Why does it? No, of course, yeah. Anyone can say their political views.
I don't want to hear
anybody say anything at any time. I think we have like free speech, and anyone can say anything at any time. It does, and like they've canceled so many people. They're on Bette Midler now.
But, so yeah. Right now, you're not. But right now, you're saying a political. You're talking. Well, not right now, but you talk about politics. You're not a politician. So should comedians not be able to talk about politics?
Right.
I think everyone should be able to say whatever they want. And I think like they're trying to limit our speech through all these like bullshit tactics. I think you literally say things that people don't like all the time. And it doesn't matter if people don't like what you say. Like, yeah. You're allowed to complain about what people say and you're allowed to say things, like in my opinion.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that. But you also have that with freedom of speech comes the consequences of that speech.
See, I disagree with that. Everybody says that, but I disagree with that. I think free speech is free speech, you know? It just means you're allowed to say whatever you want, in my opinion. But I know that people disagree for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, I believe in that. I mean, that's why I have a podcast. I think I want to be able to say, as Danny said, I want to be able to say whatever I want. But I also have to understand that if I say something, I may have somebody use their freedom of speech to tell me I'm a fucking asshole for saying
that. Sure, and they're allowed to do that, right? Too. They're allowed to.
Yeah, and that's what I meant by repercussions. I think for the most part, there's many people, like whether it was sports athletes, LeBron James, you know, people making, I mean, and then of all, like Alec Baldwin, who, you know,
great shot.
Yeah, by the way, but he really takes a role on, doesn't he? And
yeah, I didn't think liberals could shoot that well.
Yeah. The problem was he was aiming at the other camera guy.
We've seen like Epstein's friends learn how to shoot guns. I don't know.
It's just, you know, I mean, I think it's good that people express their opinion, but if you are not like, okay, like I manage money for a living for 32 years. So when I speak about that, I don't, you know, I say authoritatively, I know what I'm saying. I'm advising on it. I'm saying, but when it comes to things like technology, computer and other things, I'm just kind of throwing out an opinion. You know what I mean? I'm not telling somebody what to do or say. You know what I mean? I'm just sick and tired of these Hollywood's elite telling me how I should think or judging, like in this case, you know, basically telling a whole state, you know, that they're all shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm more tired of taking them seriously. I think a lot of dumb things. Just like, why are people taking them seriously? Like, why does West Virginia care what Bette Midler thinks of them?
I don't think they do. I mean, you're right. I'm pretty sure they don't give them, like, Bette Midler, that chick with the big tennis. Yeah, I don't think they give a fuck. Danny, what were you saying?
I just threw out a stupid joke.
This is a comedy podcast, so that's good of you. I just think that's, you know, some folks just tired of it. You know, and but you're right. Anybody should be able to say what they want, but some people, you know, if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so I disagree with like 90% of what I say. You know what I mean? I don't care.
Yeah. See, that's what you got to do, Danny. If you want to have hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers, just say a bunch of shit you don't give a fuck about, and just let follow.
That's all comedy is, right? Isn't that all comedy is? Like just like fucking saying crazy shit.
I would think so. Anyway,
you're probably right. Jokes. You're an older generation. You guys have talent.
I know. I can't be one of these. What do they call these? Danny, you're a young guy. What are the comics that are in Brooklyn? What do we call them? Alternative comics? Is that the expression?
I don't know. Yeah. But the thing is, there are also good alt comics. Like Todd Glass is technically an alt comic, and he's amazing. But like, so yeah. I don't even feel like that's fair. But yes, I think that's the people who go for Clapter. They just go, "Oh, I'm gay," and then everyone goes, "Woo!"
Oh, I know, dude. It's like, it's like being vegan or something. It's like, you know, I don't even eat meat, guys. You know, it's like, who cares? I've been sober for like 30 days. It's like, who cares? It's not virtue signaling, you know? It's like, be funny.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. You're right.
Well, they canceled right. everybody else, though. So we're just stuck with like Dave Chappelle telling stories about when he used to be funny. You know what I mean? It's just like they literally canceled everybody, man. Like, you can't even be funny on Twitter anymore. Like, I can't even make a Twitter account anymore. They won't even let me make a Twitter account.
Yeah.
What did you say that pissed him off?
Nothing. I ran for office as a Republican, and then they're fucking cowards, and they fucking won't let me talk.
Yeah.
They all think we're just racist and bigots because they don't understand understand policy, and they just want to like virtue signal and cry all the time. Limit people to that stronger voices.
Twitter's kind of fallen off. I know the stock has fallen off a bunch, and
I agree.
They can't monetize it. They can't figure out a way to monetize Twitter, unlike all the other social media apps and stuff like that. So, but I got kicked off Twitter because I borrowed one of Rich Voss's lines. I got into a little debate with somebody, a woman in England, who was trying to tell me about my country. And then she got personally, and I said, I would step over your naked body to blow the corpse of Freddie Mercury. And she complained. It's just thanks to Rich Voss's line. But, you know, and of course, that she felt threatened by that somehow. And I lost 7,000 followers. And I am no longer at Dougie Dangerous. I'm at Funny Fiduciary with a whole 80 followers.
They won't let me make a personal account, but I still have a podcast account with like 500 people on it. They deleted my verified account when I ran for like a little bit after running for office, which is called election interference, like basically. But they're the judges and they're the court and they're whatever. So rules don't even matter if like you're, you know what I mean? They already
now. Are you done with politics, Anthony? Are you done with it?
No, I'm running again, probably.
Yeah,
I'm probably running again. Yeah.
How close were you? What was the? It was funny because when they showed it, everybody had their photos, but you had like an image. How could you vote for somebody you don't even see their face? I mean,
slaughtered my primary, and then I got slaughtered by Cori Bush, like an illiterate person. Basically, a person that can't even read and write is supposed to write bills. Like, it just made no fucking sense. Like, we live in like the dumbest generation I've ever seen in my entire life. And like, yeah, I was slaughtered in the main election. I lost by like 60% or more.
Wow.
Well, that's bad. I'm running again, though. It took her three times. It took her three times to win. So, I mean, I won my primary the first time. It took her three times to even win her primary. So, I'm ahead of her course.
Well, good for you.
So, do you do politics in the stand up or like do you do political jokes or
sometimes? Yeah, just depends. Sometimes it just depends. like in St. Louis where I ran, I make fun of everybody that voted against me. Like, I was like, I'm like, raise your hand if you're a Democrat, and they'll like raise their hands, and I'll go off on them for voting against me. In a funny way, usually. I mean, that's, I don't know. But yeah, no, most of the time people don't care about politics. I'll just like make jokes. Depends. Like, I just make fun of whatever I want to, really.
Well, that's good. Speaking of politics, we had a feud last week between Elizabeth Warren and Elon Musk. I don't know if you caught any of that.
I did,
But on Twitter, Pocahontas, as Trump used to call her, Elizabeth Warren, called out Elon Musk as a freeloading, what did she call him? A freeloader who doesn't pay his taxes.
And he paid the most taxes of all. Like, he paid like $11 billion in taxes, and she like...
This year.
And he said something like that. She pays $11 billion in taxes, and she gets government money from like running for office with her.
Yeah. I mean, she's one to call anybody a freeloader because, A, she doesn't pay taxes, number one. As a member of Congress, like many members of Congress, they're allowed. They don't have to worry about insider trading. They're benefiting from that. The people, pay her salary. So if anybody's a fucking freeloader, it would be Elizabeth Warren.
I don't know if you know this, but Elon Musk in the newest Tesla. Maybe this is not the newest one, but a new feature on the Tesla is that it's a whoopee cushion built into the seat. This is true. Like, you could set it so that when someone sits on the passenger seat, a fart sound comes out of the seat, so it sounds like that person farted. And what I'm saying is, if you invent that, you shouldn't have to pay taxes.
Exactly. Not only if you invent that, but you
no one should pay taxes.
Vehicle, right? I mean, can you imagine? Like, you get in a spacecraft, you're about to go to fucking the moon. All of a sudden, oh fucking SpaceX. You're fucking shit in your pants. There's nothing worse than thinking you just shit your pants before you go to the moon, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, this man doesn't need to pay taxes.
You just put on new underwear and everything. You got a new fucking suit, and you feel like you just shit yourself. Yeah, I think the question really was here: who would the world be better off without Elizabeth Warren or Elon Musk? If we had to get rid of one of them, who are we going to get rid of?
I'd get rid of both of them and taxes. Elon Musk.
Well, that's not the game, Anthony, and that's why you didn't win your political race. So you can't follow fucking direction. All right, it has to be one of them. If you get, if that's so you know,
funny. I guess Elizabeth.
I mean, Elon Musk is changing the world for the better.
True, and trying to. Yes. I mean, Elizabeth Warren just complains all the time and projects onto people.
Yes, agreed. She does. She's never really done anything when you think about it.
No, she's just another one of those pantsuit lesbians that just bore the fuck out of me. You know, it's just like boring as fuck. It's just like say something, like do anything. You know what I mean? Do fucking anything.
Yeah, she loves gathering stats that are really not important. And then you know, demonizing the rich. We live in a country that successful people become successful because they fucking know what they're doing, right? I mean, I'm just tired of this demonization.
And Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, we have flaws too.
I heard that she passed the bar exam without going to law school.
Really?
She was going to take it. Yeah, she wanted to be a lawyer. And so somebody was asking me that because I thought of the same thing. I scored a 172 on my LSAT. I was supposed to go to Georgetown Law or NYU Law. And I didn't because my father became ill and I couldn't work. And then somebody said to me, well, you know, you could have just studied on your own and still take the bar. I go, because you passed the bar, you're a lawyer.
Yeah, especially in California, you don't need a degree or anything like that. You just pass the bar.
Well, can you imagine? Can you imagine just like being like walk into a law office and you're like, oh, we have a guest lawyer in today. And you just walk in and Kim Kardashian sitting on the chair. They're a big ass.
What's that?
Her dad was O.J. Simpson's lawyer, got him off with murder.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Her dad was Johnny Cochran?
Rob Kardashian.
Yeah, he was the main
at, right? Lawyers.
He had Johnny Cochran.
Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah.
Right.
He was part of that team. And
the dream team, whatever they called it.
Yep. And boy, I gotta tell you. But yeah, so good for her. But yeah, well, it's good. So if we had to get rid of somebody, we're gonna get rid of Elizabeth Warren, Elon Musk. Sorry, Liz, you're gone. There you go. Now on the news, we also saw that, I don't know if you guys saw the story, and I think we got the video queued. I'm gonna ask Ben to get ready, but you know, I started doing martial arts again. Somebody says, oh, you're going to start fighting again? I go, no, I just got a lot of flights coming up. I got to get prepared. I got to start stretching. Now, before I get on a plane, I start doing splits and shit and start doing a little heavy.
Is that a bit?
Work. Yeah, I'm working on it a little bit.
Funny.
Yeah. The old joke was I started doing some heavy bag work, so I bought an ounce of pot instead of a quarter. I did. I bought a big old bag. When I was back in Florida, I got a big old supply. Have you heard the story about the woman who flew from Tampa to Atlanta, and she got into a fight with a man because he was eating and drinking, and he had his mask down, and she started yelling at him to put his fucking mask on. Meanwhile, her mask isn't down. So they get into an altercation. We got the video of it. And my question is, you know, watch this. So if this woman did this to you, would you be as calm as this fellow? Run the video, Ben.
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
you're
put your fucking mask on. Who invited you to come
I'm eating, and I can
drink your ass up. Don't you dare talk to me like
head.
That.
God damn it.
You I'll stand, to you. Stand your
you.
Step up. Stand your ass up. Stand your ass up.
Sit down, Karen.
Karen?
Sit down, Karen.
Oh, no, you're the damn.
Do you want the police to be
Guy's gonna take her in the back and join the Mile High Club. There you go.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I asked my wife. I go, honey, if that was me and that woman, my wife would have got up and pounced to beat the shit out of her. What would you be that? I mean, I don't want to hit. I'm not gonna hit a woman. You know what I mean? But if a woman spits on me, she's definitely gonna get the face plant. Like, you know, I'm going to put my hand over her face, and if anybody ever says, why'd you do that? I'm going to go, well, because I don't want her to spit on me again. And then I'm going to push her head into the fucking luggage rack. I mean, what would you do, Anthony?
I would never be on a plane right now. But I don't know, man. I think all these people are emotionally unstable, and we're doing everything the rich people want us to do. We're all fighting each other and killing each other instead of overthrowing the fucking corrupt regime that's making us do all these dumb things. But I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know what I would do. I would just fucking – I don't know, man. That's crazy. That's legit crazy. Like, all these fucking mass people are insane, man. Like, I bet she's triple vax too, you know? It's like, she's like, all these fucking people are so fucking insane, man. I don't know.
Yes, I mean, she doesn't have the mask on. She's worried about her health and her life. Meanwhile, she's
supposed
mask
to.
Off. She's yelling in somebody's face.
That's wild.
Yeah, now, people Danny, are nuts right now. I think they're just scared.
She didn't. That's why. It's so crazy just to not have your mask on and then be yelling at someone.
Yeah, she was arrested.
I guess that's what you get for flying Spirit.
I can't believe people think a mask stops a virus. That's why I bought a bus so I don't have to ever fly on a plane again. These fucking people are just fucking retarded, man. Like, there's no other word for it. They're just fucking retarded. They're just acting like they're yelling at people. They're fucking, I don't know, man. This is the dumbest generation I've ever seen in my life.
It is unbelievable. People, there's virtue signaling and everybody thinks they want to be touted for being good people, but inside they're just so bad. They're just so unhappy inside. I mean, could you imagine if this guy, I wonder if she has a boyfriend, you know, he's watching that video going, oh shit. You know, I guess I got to find a date for New Year's Eve. She went to jail. I mean, the FBI and you know what? That's the new thing. I am all for when somebody acts like that in an airplane. Now, you may not agree with this, Anthony, but I think if somebody acts like that on a plane, they should be banned from flight.
They should be thrown off the plane.
While it's in flight, right?
Yeah. What was that dictator, Pinochet or whatever? He just like throw people off helicopters. Like, I'm for that. I don't know. Like, we don't. They don't make any sense, man. Like, I think everybody's like scared stupid right now. It's just MK Ultra. Everybody's just scared to a point of being stupid as fuck. And they don't make any sense, and they're all arguing. We're all arguing with each other rather than like overthrowing the people making us argue. I mean, it's not even really her fault. She's manipulated by fear tactics to basically be like this. So I blame the people like Fauci and Bill Gates and all these people that are actually making these people this scared.
She doesn't believe what she's saying because she's not masked. The fact that she's not masked means she doesn't believe what she's saying.
Well, it's not the fear tactic.
She's just an asshole.
Well, that's an interesting. That's actually probably true. That's a good point. That's a good fucking point, actually.
Right. Yeah. I mean, let's look at that. Right. So she's not fearful. She just wants to be right. I mean, you know, she wants. Yeah. I mean, what is it? She's, you know, she definitely looks like she's on medication. Let's face it.
Yeah, she's drugged up for sure.
She is just does not look right. It's like the woman who was breastfeeding the cat. Are you ever, did you guys see that video?
Yeah. My dad just sent, my dad sent that to me today. I didn't watch it yet.
I think that's fake.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. I think that is a stage video because the cat had those fucking eyes, you know, and it looked a little played. Yeah, you know,
looked like a stuffed that. Cat or something.
It did, the way it was moving in her hand, right? It didn't look a few people have said that, and
great
I agreed.
When I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the risk? Like, now she was met by the red jackets of Delta. You know, if you get in trouble on a Delta flight, a crew of people with red jackets visit you once you get off the plane. You know, and then what does she go? Oh, it's a big cat. Yeah. So, I mean, you got a bus. I don't have a bus. I don't mind driving, but I don't want to drive to fucking from South Carolina to Vegas. I don't want to drive.
What's why you get a driver?
Yeah.
You get a driver even to pass then, out on your king size bed on your bus.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. So you got to see, he's got a school bus that he's decking out and customizing. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. I built a school bus in RV. It's about 80% done right now. My wife and I built it, and that's how I'm going to be torn and stuff, probably.
That's awesome. Is there still gum on that bottom of the seats?
No, there was, bro. It was a mess, man. It was like you had to scrape off the walls and paint it and all that stuff. It was a mess when we got it.
You just pick it off. Double bubble.
You're not going to waste it, you know? You're not going to waste
Bazooka, and it still doesn't
have got some flavor.
No bazooka ever has any flavor, man.
Like, a plane just sounds like the worst sell point to me ever unless you own one. Because, like, literally you have to, like, get your balls grabbed by a four to get on the fucking plane. And then you get on there and you're stuck with all these Karens and all those people stupid enough to get vaccinated. And you're literally just like, what the fuck is going on? I literally couldn't even imagine riding a plane right now. I would never wear a mask. I would never fucking get vaccinated. I would never ride a plane. I'm like, this generation just lost me, man. I'm just going to live in the fucking woods, you know? They just lost
Why
me.
Not, right? Why not? Like, I'm running with that now. I'm not vaxxed. Somebody says, how come you're not vaxxed? And I go, well, because I had COVID. So my doctor said, I don't have to worry about it. But if I want to go do shows in New York, I got to get vaccinated.
You couldn't pay me to go to New York and LA right now. Fuck those places. Like, California lost a house seat because everybody left. You know what I mean? You couldn't fucking pay me to go to these shitholes, man. Like, the dream's dead, you know? The dream's fucking dead. And I don't even want to tell people Missouri's awesome so they don't come here, you know? I mean, it's like, go to fucking Florida and Texas, you retards, you know? It's like fucking, like, yeah, I mean, go there. It's fucking great. They got the ocean or something, you know? Stay the fuck out of Missouri, you know? That's how I feel.
By the way, that's our new saying. Like, here, I live in Greenville, South Carolina now, which is heaven on earth. It's beautiful here. We love it. But everybody here is like, we don't want people to move here. So now when people ask me, hey, how's Greenville? I'm like, it's horrible. It's a shithole. You don't want to come here.
Yeah, AIDS. I wish we never left. Fauci's right. We're all dead.
Very interesting. You know, you're right. California is very concerned. Not only did they have hundreds of thousands of people leave, but very few people are going there. A lot less people are going there now, too, as well. So,
It was interesting the difference between, I think, New York and LA with COVID and comedy in particular is I feel like in New York and LA, COVID was illegal. I mean, comedy was illegal for both of them. You weren't allowed to do shows. But in New York, people were doing it anyway. Like, everyone, I was doing shows every – people would find ways to do it. They would do, like, speakeasy-type comedy. I was running a show every Sunday on a rooftop in Brooklyn that was technically illegal. It was technically not happening. But we were having 50 to 70 people come out every week. In L.A., that wasn't happening. I feel like they just gave up.
Well, they did drive.
They had outside shows and stuff. Like, I see some people do shows in L.A. and stuff. They do these, like, outside things. And, it was just fucking weird, man. Like, when you see an open market like Florida and Texas and nobody die, like you have to like put this together like we're being lied to. Like by now you have to see that like when no one followed the rules in Texas and Florida, and there's not dead bodies everywhere, and I guarantee not many people in Florida are vaccinated. I just kind of see that like you have to connect the dots at some point. And if you don't, you're just fucking retarded at this point. You know what I mean? I just don't respect people like that don't connect the dots at this point. It's just like, and it's not their fault they're being lied to. I mean, it's just like I blame the people lying, but I don't know.
Well, it is amazing, right? I mean, people talk about that, like they keep talking about the unvaccinated. Joe Biden even said that again today. He's like, the unvaccinated. And I'm like, you know what? It's not the unvaccinated. It's the immune and the people that are immune and the people who aren't. You know, this country has a hard time accepting the people with natural immunity. You know, the people that have had COVID as a natural immunity versus the vaccine. But they keep pushing
I think COVID was made by Microsoft, so it doesn't work very well, you know?
Yeah, it's got its, it needs too many plugins.
That's what I mean. It's made by Bill Gates and Microsoft, so it doesn't work. I mean, I don't think it did what the elite thought, or whatever it's not even really elite, but they call themselves that. I think they're trying to kill us all. I think it's depopulation and sterilization. I mean, this is the only time, like, big pharmaceutical industries are selling it to the government, so they're making record profits, I guess, but this is the only time. I don't know. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I'm just saying, like, I could tell them being lied to, and I think COVID's fake and gay. I don't know.
Well, it is a question.
You really think, when you say COVID's fake, do you believe it does? You believe COVID doesn't exist at all?
At the very least, it's not even close to the threat they're saying it is. But I do believe it's fake. Yeah, I think these flu numbers we're saying. I think they're blaming they're using flu numbers as COVID numbers, basically, and flu deaths as COVID deaths. That's what I think they're doing. They're manipulating stats.
And so you think nobody in America has had COVID-19?
Not COVID. No, I think they're lying, and I think those PCR tests are false negative or false positives. Basically, and couldn't even determine COVID-19 anyway. That's my belief system. But yeah, I mean, open interpretation.
Nah, I'm just not.
See, I don't. I
disagree, but I'm not gonna have the conversation.
You're lying. I think that's what I think. Important. I think these discussions are important right now. I don't. You know, I think these are very important. I think you should, like, people that should disagree all the time until we find the truth. You know.
I do believe. You know. I believe it's a weapon. It's a bioweapon. I do believe it is part of a population control that exists. And anybody who doesn't believe that, the elites and the people holding the scepters are looking to control and minimize the population. There is a shortage of goods. There's a shortage of elements and materials. And if you don't believe that, ask why China is doing what they're doing. You know, they're trying to gather up all the commodities around the world. They want to push for this and get rid of the U.S. and strong arm the rest of the world. There's a lot of things there that people just, you like you said, they're stupid. They're ignoring. Now, one thing I've learned is that through somebody who I know who's a member of an elite organization called Knights of Malta, that, you know, the COVID is a real thing. It's a bioweapon. It has 44 variants. We're on the fifth or sixth variant. Many of these variants, like now they're talking about Omicron, which is, it's a pussy variant because it's not very lethal. Nobody, you know, it's like a cold, and everybody's
getting it. It's a pussy variant. It's a pussy variant. Only women get it.
Yeah, it's a new band out of Russia, the pussy variants. You know what I mean?
I just literally did nothing to survive, and I think bodies would be stacking up. If this was anything like worth like shutting down the entire world for fucking 2 years, I think literally this is. I think I've only been affected by the protocols of COVID-19, like basically.
Well, I mean, I know people who have died from it. Like, what you're saying is they died.
I'd like to see direct evidence of that being the variant that kills them. People die all the fucking time. I think there's flu deaths. I think there's a flu death. And I'd like to see the exact. I hear people tell me all the time people die from COVID, like the grandparents, all this stuff. I just want to see fucking like actual evidence of this. All I've seen is teleprompter readers and graphics. That's all I've fucking seen.
Well, I will say this, Anthony, you're right, because before COVID, we had over 400,000 or 500,000 deaths a year from the flu.
Yeah, but now and they're using flu deaths as COVID-19 deaths.
There are no flu deaths.
Yeah,
so
that's what they're doing.
That's
what stats are coming from.
And now we're just relabeling that as that, right?
100%.
And is that now, you know, the big thing of what happened with this thing is that when you have a virus that has a 99% survival rate, right? And now we want to change the world. Everybody wants to change it. That's interesting. You know,
more people died from abortion in 2020. More people purposely killed their kids. There's like 3 million abortions in 2020, and like 300,000 COVID deaths, arguably. So I mean, clearly we don't give a fuck about life, and stop pretending. You know, the big pharma doesn't give a fuck about us.
I mean, those babies kind of deserved it, though.
I mean, like whatever opinion on killing babies is, I know liberals love killing babies, but I just feel like that. I just feel like that. Like, if we actually cared about health, we wouldn't kill babies, and we'd die. You know, it's like 3 million people. More people die from abortion. It's just like this isn't a real threat. It's like I'm just sick of like this nanny state trying to tell me what to do. And this is, I don't know, we left Europe for this reason. You know, I mean, we left Europe for like freedom, and I'm looking for it still. I'm like looking for the remnants of fucking freedom, you know? I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah, I agree. There's definitely a lot. There's a lot more. I think if, you know, as conspiracies go, I believe, you know, I do believe there's certain, again, I call the people that hold the scepters. There's about 6 or 8 power brokers, people that control the world. They're not
sure,
governments,
they all argue, like basically.
You know, and I believe in that wholeheartedly. Well, this kind of seems not as important, but my last question, and let me ask you guys: think that student loan debt should be forgiven?
I don't know, man. That's a tough question. Danny, I think it was a false promise to get elected.
No, because I didn't go to college because I'm retarded. But I also think, I don't know. Just erase it. Well, then someone's losing a shit ton of money.
You can't just erase it. Progressives on the left, and like Anthony just said, it was a political, you know, a candidacy type promise that they're going to try to get people to vote for them so they can get rid of all their student loan debt. The people I know that have a lot of student loan debt are basically people that don't have responsibility. You know, I had a little bit of a student loan. I had scholarships for soccer, so thank God. My stepdaughter has a huge amount of student debt, but she's paying it off.
Doug, you went to school at a different time when it wasn't the price. Like it's true. Insane.
It's different now.
It's different now.
It is.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go and get a degree and spend $150,000 on a degree to get a job that barely pays $30,000 a year, that's a decision you're making. And know what I mean? But you're right. I mean,
loans, though. These are 18-year-olds that are fucking retarded, getting out of high school, barely taught fucking anything, thrown into another institution to be brainwashed, not really taught anything. And like, they're basically being tricked. And, like, should the people that threw these predatory loans be, prosecuted for fucking, like preying on these fucking people even? You know, it's like, there's not a blanket statement. There's some people that are just fucking stupid, took loans out, didn't know what they're doing. There's some people that knew what they're doing and don't want to be accountable for their actions. I mean, there's so many different variables. And all it really is, it's another, like, tactic, like, when a politician talks about anything, it's usually just a lie to get elected, you know? And, like, it's like that, like Joe Biden's like, we're gonna get rid of all your loans, we're gonna get rid of this, and like just another fucking lie. I can't even believe we elected a guy who can't even complete a fucking sentence, and we're surprised he's not like basically like doing anything. Like, you know, we're surprised by this, you know?
How funny was it the other day when he was on the call with families about the tracking sand on NORAD, and the one guy from Oregon said, "Let's go, Brandon." He was like, "Yeah, that's good."
He's like, "Let's go, Brandon." I agree. Yeah, that was fucking epic. Yeah. That guy's MVP, Christmas MVP for sure.
That was awesome. And that guy's life's getting threatened, by the way.
Well, that's what they do.
That's what I said. These people that are threatening your life are not capable of actually taking your life. They're just trying to scare you. The mob, you know, are trying to use those scare tactics.
And you can't give into them, man. You're going to look like, that's what happened to St. Louis. I'm from St. Louis. I mean, that's what happened. The entire town's a fucking third world country because we let these fucking radical retards like run it, man. Like, we ran into the fucking ground. And I mean, that's why all these major cities are fucking soup kitchens, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking insane.
You mentioned New York. How is New York? I mean, New York reopened. Now it's, it got issues again. There might even be stronger mandates again. Like, you can't go anywhere. Broadway's closed, right? They stopped the shows and everything now. Certain things are...
Within the last week, it went to shit. Like, I don't, I think the last few months I've been having a great time doing shows every night out there. Fucking, it was great. But within the last week, I'm worried that it's all going to fucking go back to how it was.
I get the fuck out now, man. Like, I get the fuck out now. You're a huge target for nuclear war with China. I mean, this is not a good time to be in a major city, to be honest with you. I'm not trying to be weird. I'm just saying this is a fucking
I also don't live in New York. I live in New Jersey, but I go to New York a lot to do shows.
Still close, but you're still super close.
Yeah,
the mushroom cloud still hit you, dude. I mean, I get the fuck away from that shit. That's why I moved to Greenville, South Carolina. It was I wanted to be a little away from some of the more those areas.
You're smart for that. Florida's probably the first target. It's the only functioning economy in the United States right now because everywhere else like shut down on fear tactics. You know what I mean? So it's like. I mean, Florida's fucking first for good news. I say Florida, LA, New York, all that shit fucking gone. I mean, that's gonna be fucking gone as soon as like China gets the balls to nuke us finally.
You're not worried. Danny's not worried about being nuked by China.
Well, he's Jewish. He goes to heaven, right? his soul's infinite. He's chosen. He's one of God's favorite people.
That's right, because Danny knows that when that happens, the Jews are going to blow the fuck out of China, and they're going
to. He'll get raptured before.
Absolutely. All right. It's time for everybody. It's time for the news as a joke. This is where we bring up stories and we try to make fun of them any way we can. Our first story, Colorado leads nation in dog poo complaints. Study finds, I'm not a big, like I have a dog. Actually, my dog passed. Now I'm sitting for because my mother-in-law sold her house and she's going to stay with us for a while. So we brought the dog up and now I got to worry about picking up shit again. and I'm not happy about that.
What are the complaints? That it doesn't taste good?
Yeah, right. Where the fuck? Let's see.
I'm not lonely enough for animals, you know? Like, I feel like if I was, like, lonelier, I'd have more animals. But, like, I don't know. To each their own, you know? I'm not saying you shouldn't have animals. I just don't want them.
Oh, that's great. I'm trying to look at the fucking story. And what happens? It won't let me do it because I got to subscribe. Are you fucking
Oh, that's
kidding?
How it is, man. The New York Times. Dude, you read three sentences now.
All right. Well,
it's annoying, but it also is, like, I feel like that's annoying, but it's also the only way to, like, kind of keep it accurate. I feel like if people are paying for the newspaper, then you feel like then there's no sponsorship, so then they can be doing a good, better job without having to worry about the sponsors.
That's interesting.
But now I can't figure out why the people in Colorado, you know, you figure they're
but
all
also,
high.
You know, but also if you're high. Doing stories about dogs.
I know. I mean, you know, let's move on. Hopefully this people let me this shit for free. A woman was prosecuted under and fined for keying a Tesla Model 3 after being caught by its onboard cameras. You know, these Teslas have cameras all over them. And if you're going to key a car, this is the wrong car to key. Have either of you guys ever had your car keyed by a jealous woman or a pissed off boyfriend?
I took somebody's parking spot one time and they put mustard on it, but I'd rather have the parking than a clean car, so I didn't care. So basically, they're like backing
mustard on the car?
Yes, they're backing into a parking spot.
He drives a weenie mobile.
Like
he drives the Oscar Mayer weenie mobile. So they
put it. It was after that.
Are we talking spicy brown?
I didn't know I don't know exactly what kind of mustard it was, but they fucking like there was like these kids and I was going to a bar and they're backing up into a parking spot. And I just swooped in and took their spot like an asshole, like right in front of it. And then like they're like trying to yell at me and I just told them to shut the fuck up and like basically. And then they couldn't do anything to my face. So whenever I left, they mustered my car. Ugh, you know.
Oh wow, that's fun.
Yeah,
the weenie mobile joke was good.
Yeah, it was a great joke. Yeah.
Thank you. I had my ex-girlfriend completely. I had a forerunner. She put a K. Her name was Kim. She put a K on my fucking hood, and she's like, "It wasn't me." I'm like, "Well, who else was it? Karen, Kevin, Casey? Who was it?"
She signed it.
Yeah, <That's> she said it wasn't her. My wife now, who I was dating after her, that's why she was mad. She fucking mangled my wife's at the time's windshield wipers. You know, bitches be crazy.
Yeah, like that solves anything. Like, what does being mad even do? And then like breaking things. Like, what does it even do or accomplish or anything? It doesn't even make any sense. Like,
well, that's why I
that's what's great about Teslas.
Yeah,
there you go.
No, we have three comics on. We're all attention whores talking over each other.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's great about Tesla. The cameras pick it up. I mean, nowadays, you really can't do shit like that. You're going to get caught.
I bet you Tesla could.
Go ahead, Danny.
Tesla could make a future where it's like if you key the car, it just like it sheds like a turtle and just new layer of skin paint comes up. I said shed like a turtle, like a snake.
I didn't even guess that until you corrected it. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
along with
like,
the whoopee cushion.
Like...
Yeah. Along with the whoopee cushion. Yeah. You know, now we think about it. Elon Musk is an asshole. Bring back Senator Warren. absolutely. Next story. Mayor Wuhan is her nickname. Boston leader Michelle Wu is flooded with racist comments after COVID-19 vaccine policy in Boston. Yeah, they wanted her, how can you not? I mean, you know, we're all comics. I mean, you don't want to make racial things like that, but her name is Wu, and they're going to call her Wuhan, man. I mean,
how's that,
you know,
racist? That's like retarded. If you called her like a rice eating bitch or something, to be racist, but like, what is the fuck is Wuhan? Like, you mean like you didn't eat, there's nothing racist about saying Wuhan. Like, that's like retarded as fuck. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I think we know now why Anthony did not win the election. But
so what's the reason? What's the reason you got kicked off Twitter again?
I fucking love it. This is what we need. This is what we really fucking need. You know, first of all, I'm not name calling to me. You know, I always learned when I was young, names don't ever give somebody power, right? Like if somebody calls you a name and you get mad, then you're giving them power. You're letting them know that they affect your life. So you don't let it bother you, you know, but
what's the name you would call Dougie?
Dougie the bug, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Doug the bug. I mean, just saying, you know what I mean? And then, but that's the thing. I learned martial arts and the name stopped by the time I was in middle school. Because I put some whoop ass on some people.
Yeah. I'm like pro bowling. It makes people strong. Like, see, you got bullied, so you became good at martial arts. Like, they don't have that anymore, you know? We have to bully people to make them rise and become better, basically. The more you make fun of people, the stronger they get. And, like, we're just making a weak generation of apologists who just call everything racist. Like, oh, you don't agree with me? It's because you're racist. I'm like, no, it's your policy. I mean, we don't like your fucking stupid policy in Boston. It has nothing to do with your background and your race or your religion or your fucking favorite movie. It just has to do with fucking, like, you're stupid and you're making a bad policy. And you don't want to be accountable for your actions, so you cry and make up excuses. That's what's happening. Nobody's accountable for their actions anymore. It's all everyone's racist. Everyone's racist now. Ooh. Like, I mean, I really wish the left was right, and the biggest problem was racist right now. I really wish, like, you know why the economy's plummeting and we have inflation? All the racist, man. It's just the fucking racist, dude. These people, these white supremacists are ruining the economy. I really wish they're right. I really wish they're fucking right, because it'd be an easy problem to solve, you know?
It would be. I agree. Danny, I know you're, I would say you're a little more on the left, obviously, than Anthony is.
Yeah.
I would guess. I'm not going to go on a limb and tell you politics, but I would say that, you know, I mean, how do you feel about that? Like, in other words, do you feel the left is maybe that's why the polls are so bad for the current administration, is that the average person out there is going, all right, we bought your shit. Now you're in, I mean, is that the thing?
It's weird. It's like, I'm on the left, but I'm also a comic. So I put comic first for everything. So across the board. So, and I also like, I agree with you on the, like, it's a joke. Fucking, you know, who gives a shit? I also wouldn't go as far as saying rice eating bitch, but,
you just did, bro. I'm offended now.
but you know, somebody who's Asian is eating rice. I mean, my wife is Asian. There's packets of fucking rice in the house. Like, you know, we have, like, bags of rice, because that's a staple. So
also,
it's racist.
Context, though. It's like context. It wasn't like I was like, she is one. I just said, like, that's not like.
No, no, no. I know.
I don't give a fuck about race. I think it's the most boring argument in the fucking world. It's like, tell me you're vegan or fucking gay or something. I just don't give a fuck. I'm not. You know what I mean? Like,
what are they calling it? They want. Senator Wuhan? It's funny.
It is.
It's a joke. It's also. Trump was saying that thing. Oh, this is so long ago that I don't even remember what he was saying, but there was
Kung Flu,
something like that. It was the Kung Flu. It's a joke.
It's funny.
It's funny. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
People lost their fucking mind with that. Like, it's fucking, you know, Kung Flu is funny. I mean, it is not fucking demonize. It is not demonizing the people. It's obviously pointing out whoever was the one who released it. You know what I mean? It's focusing on the origin of the fucking virus. It's not focusing on an entire people that live in a country. It's just focusing on that.
It's also, it's a funny tweet. It wouldn't, like, if you was in your act, I would call you a hack. But if you tweet it out, it's like, oh, that's fine.
That's a good point. Yeah. No,
Mayor Wuhan. All right. All right. Holiday gifts taken from luggage replaced with dog food. Thousands of dollars of gifts bought in Europe were brought back and expected to be given to friends. Oh, I can't wait till my friend gets my Yardro. But in the meantime, they're only getting Alpo. I mean,
is it wet or dry?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll have to ask my wife. But it you know what I mean? You're right. I mean, it's one thing if you're going to steal shit, but then to replace it.
That's a trade. Is it stealing if you trade?
That's a good point.
That's bartering.
It's a good point.
Yeah, because I imagine if you ask somebody what's worth more, a Yardro, a porcelain statue made in Spain, or a can of Alpo. Well, if you ask a human, they're going to say the Yardro. But if you ask Rover, he's going to go woof, which means Alpo. So I guess it's relative to the species. I don't know. Gina Sheldon of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, She also found an old t-shirt, a shaving cream bottle, and dog food in place of all the shit she had purchased.
That's hilarious.
So now I the person who did this is very funny. Because they're a thief, yeah. But they also have a great sense of humor.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I like Dr. about Joker. It. I mean, exactly. You know, now they're looking for some guy with green hair at the airport. I am, you know, why not? I mean, you know, it could have been worse. They could have put dog shit in there, which wouldn't have been, you know.
It would have been hard.
That would only happen in Denver. that's the dog. That's the dog shit problem they were talking about.
Yes.
Now I understand why the complaints are rising.
Oh God, what happened here now? All my fucking stories are gone. What's going on?
Do you want me to say the next one? I have it up.
Yeah.
Woman claims she was groped in Meta's virtual reality metaverse.
Yeah. Now you guys are familiar with the metaverse?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't familiar with it until yesterday.
All right. My understanding is basically you put the headsets on and you go into this virtual world, right? It reminds me of the movie Lawnmower Man from years ago. You remember Lawnmower Man? You ever see that movie? It was a sci-fi movie. Pretty cool. But she was groped. Now, if you read the story, I understand that somebody groped her while they were in the metaverse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, am I accountable for killing people in Red Dead Redemption now? It's just like insane.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. If you're in the, it's not like you're in the real world. Like, if your avatar grabs my ass, my avatar's ass.
Your avatar's ass.
Right.
If you're going to do a crime, do something worse. Don't just grow, fucking murder a bit.
I mean, why grab an ass? If it's just the metaverse, you know, I mean.
Finger her.
And, yeah, fucking finger banger. You know, you're in a corporate meeting, you know, it's like. I mean, how do you prove that? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, how do you prove that?
These are the kind of cases Kim Kardashian is going to represent.
Yes. Welcome to the Kim Kardashian law firm. We give you a free, with every case, we give you a free lifetime supply of Fix-A-Flat for your ass. Nuts. This is a technology story I thought I had here. Exclusive Polish senators hacked with spyware. Russian court? No, must not have been. At any rate. This is a great story. Farting barrister loses harassment claim against colleague who asked him to stop.
I thought it said shit. When you sent this article to me and I read the headline, I wrote so many jokes for this.
Right.
But I thought it said barista. I thought it said farted. All my jokes that I prepared for this part of the show was for a farting barista loses harassment claims.
Well, we can still hear him then. We should still hear him then. See? See, if you actually could tell the difference between barrister and barista, you wouldn't be living with your mom and dad then. And exactly. You know, just telling you. But all right, so let's hear about. Let me hear your jokes about the farting barista.
Well, he was fired from the Starbucks and immediately hired by Chipotle. I was gonna say, how big was the fart? Was it a Vende or a Grande? Then those were the two jokes I wrote for it, but now they're
good. Those are good.
Good for you. A barrister, and basically in United Kingdom is a lawyer. So I guess these guys are working together, and some guy kept farting, and the guy said, "You got to stop." And the guy got in a complaint, but the guy was taking medications and shit, which is causing the farts, and the guy lost the case. Have you ever been? You ever been around somebody who you have a funny fart story, Anthony, where you told somebody to stop farting or start farting or fart more or
start farting? Yeah, I've never been in any of those situations. Like I like how start farting was an option. Like I'm just sitting around, like, you know what this room needs? Farts, you know? I think it's just like, you know.
Yeah, well, I've been in some rooms that smell so bad. I wish they smelled. What's that? Wasn't that Otto and George's joke? There's an old joke like Jersey, the only place where if somebody farts in the car, you roll the windows up.
That's funny.
I think it's Otto and George. I have a funny. I actually was dating this girl, and we were on a trip, and on the flight home, she was like shitting her pants. I mean, these were sulfuric farts. They were smell. And everybody was looking at me, you know, everybody's looking at me. They're not looking at this little girl. They're looking at me. Right. And she thought it was the funniest fucking thing because she kept fucking ripping.
Yeah. Who's going to believe you?
And it was horrible. First of all, I had to endure this fucking smell. So, you know, and then, of course, I think her sister and brother-in-law picked us up at the airport. So we're in the back seat of her car. I'm fucking ripping in the back seat of her car now. And I was it. I got home. I never called her back. And the girl was like, why didn't whatever happened? I thought we were so happy together. I'm like, not your stinky ass. So that was a deal breaker.
Farting's a deal breaker. Are burps a deal breaker?
If I'm just dating a woman or just started dating somebody, she's burping, that might be a, you know.
Yeah, I almost feel like there's a window of etiquette. Like I've been like my wife forever now, so it's like different. But like at first, it's almost like like not good, I guess, in the first like weeks or months or whatever. But after a while, you're just like, we're all humans. I don't give a fuck anymore.
I saw Jessica Kearson, who's one of the funny. I don't know if you've ever seen her, but she's one of the funniest people I've ever seen ever. And she was doing my show, and she burped into the microphone, and then goes, "It's okay, I'm a lesbian."
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, we all love lesbian burps, right? Nothing better than a vagina burp.
I'm not going to feel homophobic towards lesbians.
You can't be. You cannot be. All right, our last story. I think this is a crazy story. This is a story for you, Anthony, because a group of monkeys kill over 250 dogs in an Indian town for revenge. I guess what happened was a pack of dogs in this town of India killed a monkey, like a baby monkey. You know, these dogs attacked the monkey and they killed it. And then all the other monkeys got together and they said, dogs got to go. No more fucking dogs. The monkeys all teamed up, ended up capturing all the dogs in the fucking neighborhood, bringing them up to the building and throwing them off the building.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
Yeah. So now the monkeys, there's no more dogs. So now the people are trying to protect the dogs. And so now the monkeys are attacking the babies and the humans in this fucking town.
That's insane.
And I'm like, what's next? We're going to have fucking, you know, we're going to have the Statue of Liberty on the beach and a bunch of monkeys. You know? I am a human.
And that's how America was before we fucking like just settled it. You know what I mean? Like if you don't settle your, I mean, nature's wild, bro. I mean, you know what I mean? Everything's trying to kill everything all the time.
I just thought it was really weird that, you know, we all know monkeys are smart. You know what I mean? But to for them to get together.
Revenge.
But yeah. And they're very vengeful. You know, monkeys are very fucking revengeful. They remember
you. They seem
more
confident than our president right now. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't eat that monkey's banana.
No. You'll fucking remember that. You'll remember that. All right. Closing thoughts, everybody. Let's share some of the thoughts. I'll say this. I was at the holiday party at the Improv. Somebody had COVID, and I think 450 people have died since then. No, I don't know. No, I'm only kidding. I know. I know how you feel about COVID, Anthony. It doesn't exist. It's a thing. But
no, I said it's fake and gay.
Sorry,
that was the stance. Fake corrected. And gay.
I stand corrected. But I don't know. What do you want to leave the show with? How do you want to close this thing out, Anthony? You said a lot today, by the way. You were very on point for the way you feel about things. And like you said, some of that stuff I agree with. Some of it, I who knows? But it's not far. I mean, Danny completely disagrees with you.
Because not on everything, but on a lot of it.
Well, that's what the human experience is like. I mean, I'm not like these people that like really care if people agree or disagree. I just say what I want. And like, I'm like, you guys probably the same way. You're comics. I mean, we have the same thick skin and think that our opinions matter. Like, I don't know. You know, I feel like it's the same kind of thing, you know. But yeah, no, I think we should disagree all the time until we find a good solution, you know. I mean, if everyone just agreed with everything I said, I just think they're fucking losers, you know.
Yeah, true that. Danny, any final thoughts?
Well, he convinced me COVID doesn't exist, and well, that's what I believe now. So.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I believe COVID's fake and gay. That's a quote.
And you're a homophobic.
No, I know. I had a good time.
You're homophobic and you're a bigot if you don't believe COVID's gay.
Yeah, and yeah, of course, and racist.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there you go. Well, it's been a lot of fun, gentlemen, to have you on the show. Anthony Rogers, of course, and Danny Braff. Danny is performing all over New York City, Jersey. He's got shows all over the place. Danny, what's coming up? What do you want to tell the folks where they can find you?
Follow me on Instagram. It's at Danny Braff, DannyBraff. Come see me. I do a show the third Thursday of every month at Verve in Somerville, New Jersey. January 20th, it's going to be a really cool show. Headlining is Usama Siddiqui, and Rosebud Baker is going to be a special guest. That's going to be really fun. Also do a show the third Wednesday of every month at Westside Comic Club in New York. And come out to a show.
Real quick, the Verve, is that the place me and Levy were at? That narrow, is that place that's doing shows? Oh, that was fun.
Yes, that's it. That's
awesome. Anthony?
Don't follow me anywhere. Don't Google my name. Do not follow my OnlyFans. Do not subscribe to my Snapchat premium.
There you go. And I think they will not listen to you.
They shouldn't. They should not listen to my podcast. They should not do anything. Don't watch my movies. Don't watch my podcast. And then start this episode over again and, like, just keep watching this episode. That's all you got right now, you know? Just keep watching the same episode over and over again, if you would.
There you go. Well, that's it for that. Aside from that, fellas, I will be, hopefully, if this Omicron stuff doesn't go crazy, I'll be at Island Grill in Isla Mirada, Florida, opening for Jimmy Schubert on January 23rd. I'm going to be at Mulligan's in Port St. Lucie, headlining for Casey and Spaz Comedy. Tavolino's is back in Coral Springs on the 16th of February, God willing. Joe Matarese is our headliner, and go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates and all that. Follow me at Funny Fiduciary on Twitter and on TikTok, and follow me at IG, Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. A lot of fun, everybody. We'll be back with all new shows again, starting again next week. Stay tuned for that. And please follow our show on Instagram at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show and on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. That's it, everybody. God bless. Enjoy your new year. Stay safe and stay away from that gay, not real, fake COVID. Right? Don't be racist. Get COVID. Enjoy it. Fuck vaccines and fuck Fauci. What else?